BFM.
Yeah. Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
Check it out.
Should make that Bree, Gaundy, and Roy O'Donovan, who's here with us this morning. Morning, Roy.
Good morning.
Thanks for popping in, mate.
Too easy.
How cliche is this?
I know.
St. Pat's Day. Let's get the only Irishman we know on the coast in.
To pop in.
There you go.
You were telling us off air that it's celebrated more outside of Ireland than in.
Yeah, I think people just want to be Irish on St. Patrick's Day, so drink as much as they can and try and get as Irish as they can.
It's a great day.
It is a good day.
We love it, mate. Hey, it's great to have you here. We've got a game we want to play next. I'm going to put the challenge out there to the people that listen to this show. You cannot stump an Irishman with an Irish accent. And we want real Irish people to call
if
too,
if you're
right?
really Irish, yeah. call through right now. Or if you want to stump Roy O'Donovan this morning.
13, 12, 16, how well do you know the Irish accent? If someone called doing an Irish accent, do you think you could pick it?
Yeah, you can't beat me.
Okay.
Oh, there he goes, he's laying down the gauntlet. Isn't it your son's birthday today?
Yeah.
You had your son a year ago on St. Pat's Day.
It's a rule. If you have a child outside of Ireland, you have to have it on St. Patrick's. It's a rule.
Did your wife hold off for the day?
Oh, especially. Yeah,
I bet she did.
It was on the 15th. I said, no, that's not happening.
I bet your wife was really worried about, I'm just going to hold this thing in.
Look, 13, 12, 16, we need people. You don't have to be Irish to play this game. If you think you've got a good Irish accent and you can stump Roy, he will try and pick whether you are Irish or not. It'd be great to get a couple of actual Irish people on the show as well. So 13, 12, 16 is our number. We've got some great stuff to give away this morning. Tickets to the Mariners if you want to go see them play Adelaide, which is on next weekend. Roy, a scoring machine at the
Roy
moment.
Roy in action.
Are you staying with the Mariners, mate? There's a lot of talk about other clubs coming your way.
It's an ongoing conversation at the moment.
Can we get you to sign something this morning? We've done up a little contract.
That says you're with the Mariners for the next 5 years. Do you reckon you could sign that?
Make that 10.
It's a sponsored walk. Let's say it.
That's a legal document. If you sign it, we will hold you to it.
Roy staying, guys. He's staying. It's great news. The game is next with Roy.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Roy O'Donovan is here with us this morning.
Because of course it's St. Pat's Day. Yes. Needed to get Roy O'Donovan in.
Birth of his child this time last year, so turning one today.
I couldn't believe that, can I just say, when that happened? I was so pumped for you. Were you stoked with that?
Yeah, I think the happiest person was Tyson, the PR manager, because it was a great story for him. Just made his job so much easier that day.
Nice work, Tyson.
Did you miss a game for that last year?
No. We played.
And you scored, right?
Yeah, spot on.
I remember it.
Spot on.
If it came down to a final, or the birth of your child?
Well, what's the final? Grand final, yeah?
Okay, let's go grand final. What would you pick?
And it's the first born.
It's a big decision, isn't it? It's a big decision. I think I might have had to play it, to be fair.
Oh!
I'd take the game too, yeah. I'd say. Yeah, yeah. I'd be playing.
That is a tough one.
Hey, your wife would understand.
Would she?
No. No, but we'd say she would, yeah.
You'd work at it.
Yeah.
We've got a game we want to play this morning. It's this. I'm just building the suspense.
We really want to know.
It's a game we play, Roy. People call the show and we guess something about them, don't we?
We've done if they've had aircon before.
On hot days.
We've guessed if people were gay for Mardi Gras.
Before Mardi Gras.
Just based purely on their voice.
Wow.
And today's St. Pat's Day, mate. So we've got you in to play this game because you are an expert at the Irish accent. People have called through this morning. They're going to give us their best Irish accent. They might actually be Irish. You have to guess.
That's the thing. You don't know.
You have to tell us whether they are or not. Let's go to our first caller, 13, 12, 16. It's Hamish. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, morning.
Oh.
Hamish, okay.
Interesting.
Hamish, how long have you been in Australia?
Probably around 4 years.
4 years
Do
in Australia.
Do you like to drink beer, Hamish?
No, I love whiskey.
Oh, whiskey.
Any questions, Roy, for Hamish to guess whether he's
really
Irish
listening
or not.
Intently.
He doesn't want to get it wrong.
Top of the morning to you, Roy. Top of the morning to you.
Morning, Monty. How are you, buddy?
Oh, he's kicked him! He's even guessed who it is.
Actually, it was good. It started off very good. I had to think about it, to be fair. But then it went a bit Scottish. So I said, there's only one Scottish man in the course. That's Monty.
Captain of the Mariners, Nick Montgomery.
Welcome to the show, Nick. Mate, that accent was a stinker.
Yeah, not too good, eh?
Not your best.
Mate, hold there, hold tight, because we've got some actual callers here this morning. Let's go to Garvin
from Coper.
Yeah, morning, Garvin.
Morning.
Good morning, Bree. Good morning, Gondi. How are you going?
Very well, mate. Ooh, this is a tough one.
Any questions, Roy?
Any questions, Roy?
What part of Ireland are you from?
Oh.
I'm from Wexford, right down the southeast corner.
Oh, he sounds legit.
You've convinced me, Garvin, I'm telling you.
Pretty good, to be fair.
To be fair.
I would say that's a yes, I'd say that's an Irish accent.
Is he right, Garvin? He's right!
He's actually Irish, and he's done that one as well. Well done, Roy.
Garvin's a brilliant accenter.
Phone, who would have thought?
Yeah. What's that, Garvin?
An Irishman with a phone, who would have thought?
Well, tickets to the game this weekend. No game on this weekend. Let's go to Sarah this morning on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Sarah.
Morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, rough line, that one. Any questions
for
Sarah?
A lady Irish.
Yeah, any questions for
How long have you been here for in the country, Sarah?
3 years.
3 years. Okay.
Irish.
Oh, you're going Irish? Yeah. Right, just
Straight
on that?
Away.
Based on that?
Yeah. Why do you think
Why
so?
You think
she
that?
Said like three words.
Yeah, but just the tone of the voice.
The
just,
tone.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like the Irish whisperer.
Are you a big Mariners fan, Sarah?
I'm Mariners number one fan.
Mariners number one.
Who's your favourite player?
Roy O'Donovan.
Ah, wow.
So you're definitely going Irish?
Definitely going Irish.
Okay, Irish. And would you like to guess who this caller might be?
Could be my wife.
It is your wife, mate.
It is your wife.
Morning, babe, how are you?
Did you know straight away?
I was guessing halfway through there. There's not many Irish people on the course, especially females. So I said, it could be Ellen there.
Hey, Ellen, can we ask...
Your real name.
We just asked Roy before we jumped into the game whether, if it was a grand final, would he play the grand final or be there for the birth of his child? He said...
I'd love to say...
He said...
I'd love to... Go on.
He said grand final.
Yeah, I know, I heard, but... To be honest, I don't think that would ever happen, but I think he's all talk.
All talk.
We know who rules the roost at your place, Ellen.
I didn't know you went out with the Irish Siri either. Computer-sounding voice.
Well, yeah, it's like we put something like an effect on her voice or something.
It sounded a bit off from this end, Ellen, but thanks for playing the game.
And happy birthday to your son, Ellen, for today.
Thank you very much.
No worries. Okay.
Can't be stumped. He picked the captain of the Mariners, picked his own wife, picked the actual Irishman.
He's on fire.
Go on, give us your Irish accent.
I can't do it. It's not for me. Go on.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Wow.
I've watched lots.
I thought your contract is up for renewal.
And after that, there'll be no re-signing.
We're going to sign for big money, just like yourself, at the end of this year, Roy O'Donovan. It's you, me, Bree, signing the big bucks.
Can't wait to have you on the coast for another 5 years.
Yes. If you stay, we stay.
Well,
good deal.
I'm going to stay at the radio show and you're going to play football.
We'll
give you a spot after you finish, mate, if it means you're going to stay here to extend your contract. Roy O'Donovan, thanks for joining us on the show, mate, for St. Pat's Day.
Exactly.
Tickets to the Mariners. If you want to go along and check them out, don't miss our Central Coast Mariners. They take on Adelaide, 25th of March, Central Coast Stadium. Kickoff 5:30. Tickets through Ticket Tech.
Roy said he'll score another 3 goals.
Easy.
So.
Easy.
Guaranteed.
Easy.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
You using a booger as a weapon against me. And
I forgot about this. Yeah.
Well, I've grabbed the audio from the video. We're in the office. You wiped your nose and you had a big booger in your hand.
Childish, I know.
Yeah. And then you thought it'd be funny to use it against me.
This is the video.
This is the video.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Just kidding. I'm serious. Pure
hilarity.
Purely terrified right there. It's all fun and games. Mm. And then I thought about it, and I was actually pretty distraught in that video. And I was pretty upset by it. And I thought I should do the right thing and put in a call to HR.
I thought HR was just something we joked about. I didn't even know they existed. I didn't even know.
They're real.
Are they real?
They're real people.
I thought it was just one of those things that we went, oh, call HR. So someone actually works there and answers these disputes.
So technically in our office, that person is Serena.
Oh, right.
And
she'll let me off. She'll find that funny.
Surely. Do you want to hear the call that I put into our HR officer about you using a booger as a weapon against me?
Did she laugh?
You take a listen.
Good morning. Serena speaking.
Hi, Serena. It's Bree.
Yeah, hello. How you going?
Not too bad. I wanted to call you this morning. I think you're the right person to call about this, but I wanted to chat to you because I had a bit of a complaint. Are you the right person to talk to if I feel violated in the office?
From Yammo? Yes.
No, not from Yammo. Something happened yesterday between Gaundy and I and it made me feel really uncomfortable. No, for real.
All right, come in and see me. We'll chat then.
I'll just mention it to you now. And you tell me if it's actually worth talking about or not.
Yeah.
So yesterday we were sitting at our desks and he actually sneezed and he wiped his nose.
I saw that.
He had a big booger on his hand.
Is that real?
For real. And he used it as a weapon against me. And I felt that it was grounds to put in a complaint to HR. Do I have a case?
Look, if you think it was an incident worth, you know, making a note of, then, yep, come in and see me. Feel free to fill out an incident report. We can go from there.
Would that come under booger harassment? Have you ever had a complaint like this before?
No, you would be the first.
All right, I'll come in and see you and I'll fill out an incident.
If you want to put it through, it's like an incident?
Yeah, an incident report.
Yeah, come in and fill out a form. Okay,
that'd be good.
Okay.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.
So did you fill out the form?
Just thought I should let you know that you'll be getting called into HR.
Love how she jumps straight to Yammo as the first offender, our boss, as someone who might be of interest. Hang on, and one more thing.
Yeah.
Where's Serena having my back where you tell her that there's been an incident and she goes, no, I would expect Serena to go, no way, not Gaundy. But this was her response.
No, for real.
She got so serious.
Come in and see me all the time.
She was like, no way. No way, Gaundy's, he's touched you.
Serena said, booger harassment is very serious. You're going to be having a meeting today.
I look forward to a couple of weeks off, actually.
I'd give you the heads up. They take it very seriously here at the Hit Network.
Okay. You'll find me in Fiji on a beach somewhere just relaxing.
Probably using your boogers as weapons.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Been a while since we've done a list. A list of things.
Oh, you know how I love a list.
I know you love a good list. And this one is to do with if it's time to break up with your career.
Ooh.
Or your job.
Okay.
There'll be a lot of people listening right now driving to jobs that they hate. That's fair to say, right?
And that is the worst.
A job that you just can't stand, but there's no other option, so you've just got to front up and do it every single day.
My brother is the poster boy for
this. Is he?
And he's probably listening right now. Change your job, Aiden. Get out of there. It's taking your soul.
Didn't he study for years to get that job?
5 years.
So he studied for 5 years. He's 2 years into it, now works out he hates it.
Well, he hates the particular workplace he's
at. That he's doing. Oh, okay.
I hope no one from his workplace is listening.
He dropped a career bombshell on him.
He just doesn't like the type of work, but he can move into something different.
Here's six signs to show that maybe you should break up with your career. And I was flicking through these, and I love the job here. It's great.
Yes.
But even I could relate to some of these.
Okay.
I thought maybe I have to.
Oh, here we go. It's going to be an eye-opener.
I want to ask you these questions, okay?
Oh,
these are the six things and answer them honestly.
I'm so glad you're doing this on air, whereas yours you answered behind the scenes.
Well, I'll tell you what I think as well.
Okay.
Number one, answer correctly. Okay. Answer honestly. Number one, you dread going to work.
Never.
So the alarm goes off, 4 o'clock in the morning, and you go, oh, can't wait for today.
4 a.m., I'm loving it.
Here we go.
No, I don't dread coming to work. I dread the 4 a.m. alarm, but not coming to work.
But if someone offered and said, hey, you can do the radio show, say, in the Hamish and Andy time slot.
Ooh.
Consider it?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd still stick to the early mornings.
Maybe, because like that time slot, you have to come in at like a lot earlier than when they start at 4 o'clock.
Rock up at 3:59 and out the door.
No, they don't.
6:02. Okay, number two, you're always complaining.
Ooh.
Bit of a complainer?
About my job.
I guess, yeah, things that go down at work, complain here or there. People can answer these in their cars as well if they're heading to work this morning.
I hope not.
No, not a complainer?
I don't think so.
Number three, you regularly make mistakes at work.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. No,
that would be a yes.
Okay. Okay.
But to be honest, in our job, we kind of turn that into something good. So,
exactly.
You know, so it doesn't really matter that
sometimes
much.
Sometimes that's the best thing for it. Number four, the confidence is dipping.
Ooh.
I think this is something that everyone can relate to. Because
I think so. I have my on and off days like everyone else.
A bit of personal self-doubt creeps in every now and then. You go, well, am I good enough for this? You know, that sort of stuff.
I think it's a natural human feeling.
Yeah, because you want to, I'd say a lot of people, you know, you strive to be the best you possibly can be. And if you're not feeling like you're reaching that every day, maybe that creeps in. I don't know. So, well, you're two from, what are you at the moment? You're three from four.
No, two from four.
50-50.
No.
Might need a new job.
Okay, yeah.
You're watching the clock. Everyone's a bit of a clock watcher, aren't they?
Oh, as in to get out?
Yeah, so you go, oh, God, when's, you know?
I think I more watch our boss, Yammo. Like, when he's not around, that's when I get out.
So, if he's not here, you just slip out.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you just gave that away.
Does that count?
Yeah, well.
Morning, Yammo.
It does help to get out on time when he's not here. Because, man, he drags things on.
He can talk.
No, the last one, number six, should you break up with your career? Every day feels the same.
Nah, it's different.
Every day is different?
Different every day in here, and that's why I think I love this job so much.
Okay.
It's always different. We're always chatting about different and new things. That's why I love it.
It's 50-50. You are three out of six on whether you should get a new job or not.
Well, if Yammo's not here today...
Happy days.
Happy days.
If he's here, probably time
to get out of here.
Long day.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Something everyone grew up with, it'd be the 5-second rule.
Yeah.
I don't know where it started, but if you drop some food on the floor, everyone used to yell out, 5-second rule.
5 seconds.
And then people used to pick it up and eat it.
If it went over that 5 seconds, you were like a bit of a grub if you ate it. Yeah. I was always that kid, though. Didn't bother me.
Didn't bother you?
No, I think we're too...
I'd pick my surfaces.
I think we're too cautious these days.
Wrap the kids
in. Yeah, it's like if you wash your hands too many times or whatever, you actually get the sickness. You need the dirt to make yourself resilient to these things.
Yeah, build up your immune system.
Okay, so when you say you pick the surfaces, what are we talking? Kitchen floor? Go for it?
Probably not.
Carpet in here?
Definitely not.
No way. You could see the carpet.
At home, I'm probably a lot more likely because I know what's been happening on that floor.
I reckon we're swimming in germs in
here. Yeah, 100%.
The amount of people that... Your keyboard?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the stuff that's on your keyboard? I want to get a forensic light and run it over producer Rachel's keyboard. The amount of dead skin and stuff in that thing...
There'd be a lot of blue light showing up on that.
It would be filled. What do you do when we leave and you're still here, Rach? That thing is
disgusting.
Why
are you single out my keyboard?
Because your keyboard is the dirtiest I've seen out of any of
us.
I can see it from here.
When you two were on holidays, I actually cleaned my whole desk and did the tappy thing and got them all out. There's nothing in
and
there.
And got what out?
Did a full human body fall out of there?
No.
There's that much skin and dirt in
that
keyboard.
All right, can we stop talking? Oh, that's
Would you
disgusting.
Eat something off Rach's keyboard? I got a banana here. I'll throw it on the keyboard. 5 seconds.
Yeah, probably.
This one's not that bad.
You probably would.
What about the one out at the computer desk?
No.
That's the one I'm talking about.
You don't know who's touching that.
Yeah. Got a banana.
No, thanks.
Anyway.
But experts have said that they believe that theory is actually true.
That it doesn't collect the germs within 5 seconds.
Germ expert Professor Anthony Hilton said
that
food is unlikely to have picked up harmful bacteria from a few seconds spent on an indoor floor.
I just love these experts that they get to work that day and what am I going to study? I know, 5 second rule. That's what I'm going to dedicate.
I think that's the best. I would love that. My favourite, though, is the survey they did on 2,000 people.
Yep.
They found... How many percent of those 2,000 people do you think admitted to eating food off the floor at one time?
2,000 people, I would say...
What percentage?
75% of people would...
79%...
Oh, how close was I?
...agreed, admitted that they'd eaten food off the floor.
79%.
I can one-up all of these people. I've eaten food out of the bin.
Yes.
And I don't regret it.
It was that tasty bin cookie that you got stuck into that time. No, that's
well,
the thing.
Well, my brother had cooked a batch of cookies.
Yes.
And then my brother, being the perfectionist, threw them all in the bin because he goes, oh, they're no good.
They're no good. And I was home because we lived together at the time. I said, what are you doing, man? Like, they are delicious. They smell great. He goes, no, they're not perfect. Perfect? Doesn't matter.
I said, I'll prove you wrong.
You walk through the door and I said, Bree, you're not going to believe this. Perfect cookies in that bin.
and you just walk on over and go, it'll still look pretty good to me. Put your hand in there, grab the cookie out.
I assess the bin situation. Like, I picked and choose around the bad bits.
Yeah, but the thing is,
sitting on top of a cereal box, so, you know, it hasn't touched anything bad.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're talking about the 5-second rule here. That had been in there for 20 minutes. Big difference.
Gut of steel.
Big difference between 20 minutes in a bin and 5 seconds on the floor. I think even the scientists would be like, that's messed up. Even
you've got problems.
I deal with germs every day, but she's messed up.
I'd rather take that. I'd take that comment.
From a scientist?
Yeah, if I still get to eat the bin cookie. Oh.
Free.
Come on. You would have done it too.
I didn't do it. I was there and I didn't do it.
Let's move on.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Bree and Gaunzi. We clear rap.
Jack the Rapper to wrap things up for us this week. It's been a big week in the news.
It has been. A lot of stuff happening this week. The biggest news topics are the Cooper's beer ad backlash.
Oh, yeah, the light discussion over something heavy.
Yes, over marriage equality in Australia. So that's in there.
People are backing out of stocking up their bars and stuff with Cooper's beers at the moment, but they've separated themselves.
They're boycotting it.
Yeah.
Adele and the Biebs, the concerts, they're in there apparently.
Two big superstars in Australia this week, which has been huge.
Massive.
And ATM fees.
ATM fees.
Yeah, gets a run.
Aussies spending $500 million a year on ATM fees. And, of course, Casey Donovan winning I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
It's all in the weekly Rap with Jack the Rapper, our accountant turned rapper here at C. Get a listen.
What do you mean, JB? He is in Australia, and it seems that he's sick of some fans, particularly a girl attempting to take a sneaky peek, but you may have been past the ring. He was gesturing, saying that you're invading my personal space. You make me sick. You are a disgrace. Get out of my face. Get out of my way. Wait, what do you mean? We are spending how much annually? $500 million on ATM fees? That is ridiculous, and it seems it is increasing from year to year. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Casey Donovan let out a cheer. Taking out the crown, now let me in. In a company's worst fear, what do you mean? It's Cooper's beer? For the hate advertisement? Okay, let me be clear. They are saying they have no ties with the Bible Society ad, but it still looks pretty bad. They apologize, but you can't take back what is being had.
Jack the Rapper with the weekly Rap here at C.
A lot to get in there this week.
You know it's a good one when you look over to the newsroom and M gives it a little nod. You know, just respect of the news.
Yeah, because M is so gangster.
In a rap form. Jack the Rapper, well done, mate, this week.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
You guys have roped me into this drafting, the live stream in New York City.
We talked about it, 2 weeks ago?
So 2 weeks ago, you guys were super excited about this draft, April in New York, who they set up a live stream on for her to give birth, right? And at that point, it had already gone past the due date. And this is
it had already been like 3 weeks.
That's what I mean.
And when first posted it, they said on the post, could give birth at any second.
So that
and then
was,
we talked about it 3 weeks later, still hadn't given birth.
So this was 2 weeks ago,
yes.
3 weeks after the fact that it was meant to give birth.
The pregnant giraffe that lives at a place in New York called the Animal Adventure Park.
What's so special about April? What sets April apart from the other giraffes?
Oh, this is good stuff.
Is it?
Fox News jumped on the story and they put this on Facebook Live on their Facebook page a week ago now. Baby giraffe watch. April the giraffe will give birth at any moment. That was a week ago. Guess what?
Is it still running?
The video's
still.
She's still in labor.
So the shock was there 2 weeks ago. And you guys wrote me in. I've been watching this thing thinking any minute now, you know, it's going to happen.
Oh, update. Finally.
What have we got?
No, still in labour. Still hasn't given birth.
What is going on? And they're still running the live stream too. We've
still
put it up
going
on our Facebook page.
Well, can you imagine how many hits I've gotten off this now?
The world is captured. I think they're starting to get a little bit worried.
People
are going to start to drop off anytime soon if it doesn't happen.
I'd be worried about the giraffe. She's been in labour for weeks.
Can't be healthy.
Is she dilated yet? Come on.
Can't be right.
Can you imagine the giraffe? She'd be over it.
They keep giving updates on the Facebook page. So they say, ladies and gentlemen, we are close. Like, just to keep people interested.
Are we?
They said, though?
We are still not confirming active labour, but we will state all physical signs are heading in the right direction. If I dig a little deeper, it's please don't switch off the live stream, guys. This will happen any second now.
I'm telling you.
I promise. April will give birth. Can we go around the room and pick a date and see who gets the closest to this thing and keep a close eye? $10 each.
I'm going to use my
$30 on the table here. Are you in on this, Rach?
$30 bet.
Well, it's $10 each. You keen?
Yeah. Yep. It's what? So it's whoever gets closest.
Whoever gets closest. 13, 12, 16. We'll take one other person.
Oh, they can be in the bet.
If you want to throw in $10 and you can clean sweep this $40 if you want to pick when this draft's going to give birth. I think it is close. I think next week.
No, you can't just say, oh, next week.
No, I'll give a date. I'll pick a date.
What's your date?
Don't know yet. I'll have a look at the calendar. What's your date? Are you going to pick a date?
Yeah, I'll pick a date. I'm channeling my psychic Philippa Lee abilities.
Okay. 13, 12, 16, if you've got $10 and want to throw a date in there and maybe take this $40 home. I would like to say my birthday, 3rd of April, but that's 2.5 weeks away. The giraffe's not going to go that long again, is it?
Who knows?
Really?
We're here 2 weeks later and she still hasn't given birth, so.
I'm going to go 23rd.
I was going to say the 24th.
What are you going to say, Rach?
I was going to say the 25th.
Were you?
Okay,
so if it happens between now and the 23rd, does that mean I win closest to the date? But if it goes past the 23rd, I'm out.
You are.
Depending what time on the 23rd. Oh, so closer to midnight or whatever?
Mm.
No, because if it happens on the 23rd, I've nailed it. I've nailed the day.
Yeah. Oh, what, so I get one day? I want to change mine.
Oh.
I'm changing it.
I should have written them down.
I'm going to change mine to the 28th.
Okay. 23rd from me, 25th from Rach.
28th.
28th from you.
Oh, come on.
And there's a spot there. For $10, 13, 12, 16, pick a date. We'll throw the $10 in for them, will we?
No, they have to throw their own $10 in. I'm cheap.
We are harsh around here.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
So today is the 7th National Day of Action Against Bullying and Violence in this country.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realise had been running for that long, but it's good to see that where we have a day to really talk about this issue in our country.
Yeah, not just bullying in schools either. It can happen in the workplace and day-to-day life.
Anywhere, yeah, it really can. But I've been back and forth over the past 24 hours whether to share a story from my childhood or not, because it's embarrassing and it's something that, yeah, I don't really like to talk about all that often.
Being bullied or being the bully?
Well, I was, I was bullied.
Have you ever bullied anyone?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't. Well, who knows? Maybe like I tend to have like a lot of humour. So I don't know. Maybe someone saw it as that, and I do apologise if anyone has ever thought that.
But I think there's a big difference, can I say, right now, between a bit of banter between mates getting stuck into each other and a bit of a laugh compared to day in, day out, making someone feel terrible, and your aim is for that.
Yeah, exactly.
And that makes you a bully.
Yeah, but I thought I should share the story this morning.
How old were you?
Hopefully it'll help maybe a kid that's in the car listening right now and someone gets something out of it. I think I was 14. I was in grade 9.
Okay.
And I was going to a high school back in my hometown in Stanthorpe. And back when I was in grade 9, I kind of played a lot of sport. And I kind of had this rivalry with some of the guys at the school because they played sport and I'd always make a lot of teams. And it was just this big rivalry thing. But I was actually in the popular girls group at school when I was there. And the popular guys group always had it out for me for some reason. And I'll never forget this one time where I mentioned to one of the girls in my group and I said to her, oh, I really kind of like this guy in our grade in the popular boys group. Anyway, she pretty much convinced me, oh, you should talk to him and tell him and all that kind of stuff. And
couldn't you get her to tell him? Isn't that what you do in the high school?
Just go, you
can
do.
Can you tell him for me?
These were back in the days of MSN right. Messenger.
Right.
And taking her advice, I started didn't happen like that. He ended up adding me on MSN Messenger after I mentioned it to this girl.
Yeah.
And being 14, I didn't really think about it that much. I just thought, oh, this is great.
That's exciting.
Now, I've got a big crush on this guy. Yeah. This would be awesome. Started chatting to him on MSN Messenger, and it probably was over a week, I'd say, chatting to this guy back and forth. And I think I kind of alluded to the fact that I liked him and had feelings for him. And over MSN Messenger, he was giving me everything. Like, he was like, yeah, like, me too, like, this and that kind of thing. And
he's
then
so good
at school,
at school,
he would give me nothing.
Right.
And one day I walked into the schoolyard, and this big group of people were waiting for me, all the guys in the popular group.
What do you mean, just waiting for when you walked in?
Yeah. And as I've walked in, they all started cheering and, like, screaming and yelling things at me that weren't very nice.
Can you give any examples?
One of the guys yelled out, "I can't believe you would think he would actually like you."
God.
And to be honest, as a 14-year-old girl, not the situation you want to be in. And it really, to be honest, affected me a lot, because I had kind of thought, why would someone want to do this to me? I don't understand why you would go through a week of talking to me and, like, making fun of me, obviously, to your friends behind my back. What's the point?
How'd you get out of the situation? How'd you get out of that?
Honestly, I just turned around and walked away.
Right.
What was I going to say? There was a massive group of boys there.
Okay. Was that the end of it?
No, it wasn't. Actually, a couple of years ago, actually probably quite a long time ago, probably like 6 or 7 years ago, he messaged me on Facebook and he apologized and said I was doing it because I was being kind of told by the rest of the group this would be funny. Yeah, and I was kind of doing it for that reason. He goes, I actually really liked you as a person. Like, I was doing it to follow the crowd. Yeah. I just wanted to apologize to you.
And this is the thing, as you mature and you realize what you're doing, then you do feel bad about the things. Because a lot of the time, maybe they are being talked into it by their mates. They're peer pressured into that sort of stuff.
Yeah. I ended up kissing him one night at the local pub years later. So, who's the winner?
You should have just gone to kiss him and gone, got your back, mate. This isn't going down now. Interesting. Did you talk to anyone at the time when it was happening, when it was going down?
You know what? I didn't.
Your parents or the teachers?
I didn't. And I actually regret that, because I really struggled for a long time. I ended up moving schools for multiple reasons.
Right.
But, yeah, I think the best message is, if you're really struggling, talk to someone about it, because people will give you support.
13 12 16 is our number. Calls coming through on this morning. You can be involved in our show. If you've experienced it, if you've gone through it yourself and come out the other side being either the bully or the bullied.
Yeah, and if you're a kid right now struggling, you can go to the website bullyingnoway.gov.au. There is people to talk to if you don't feel comfortable talking to your parents or friends that you might have that, you know the people that are bullying you. There's always people to talk to.
And that's the thing to remember, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very Josie from that movie.
Josie Grossi,
where he says he's going to go to the formal, rocks up in the limo and then chucks the eggs.
Very similar, actually. Very similar. Watching that movie, I was like, is that me?
Drew Barrymore. You're very Drew Barrymore.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
National Day Against to Take Action Against Bullying and Violence today in our country.
13, 12, 16 is our number. A lot of calls coming through. We just put it out there and said, if you've ever experienced it, what did you do about bullying? Were you the bully? And you've come out the other end and realised that you were just being immature, childish, ridiculous.
And horrible.
If you are experiencing it, you know, a lot of kids in their cars going to school this morning, it's always a reflection of that person. It's because a lot of people can get down about it, right? They feel like it's them.
Yep.
But more often than not, 100% of the time, it's never you.
But just know you're not alone.
Mm.
A lot of people go through this, and there is people that you can talk to. Kids Helpline, 1-800-551-800. You can call them. You can seek help. Talk to someone about it.
Ed Sheeran was bullied.
Yes, of course.
Now he's king of the world.
Exactly. Look at him go.
So work that out. Sarah, in my side of town. Hi. You mind? Morning, Sarah.
Morning, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Well, what's your experience with bullying?
So, basically, I've only just recently planned to go on a holiday down to Melbourne for a computer convention, right? I'm not your everyday normal girl. I love gaming on computers.
Yep.
And I decided to tell one of my workmates at work that I'm going down to Melbourne for this convention, and they've come back to me and they say, you know, you like computers? You're a nerd. And, you know, you shouldn't be playing computers. Girls don't play games.
This is in the workplace.
What?
Yeah.
How old is this person, Sarah?
26.
That is strange.
Yeah, some things don't get left in the schoolyard, do they? They continue on.
Girl
after.
Gamers are known as the hot gamers of the world.
You a hot gamer, Sarah?
Possibly.
You're a hot gamer, Sarah. Own it, Sarah. Come on.
Down.
I think that's awesome, can I just say? Yeah. A girl gamer. That is so cool.
That's it. Jess is in Baddow Bay. Morning, Jess.
Morning, Jess.
Morning, guys.
What's your experience with bullying in high school, right?
Yeah. So in high school, I felt like I literally walked around school with a target on my back. But it wasn't really by the girls. It was mainly by the guys that I would get bullied by. And quite severely, which was a bit odd. I was like, I always thought that it would be the girls who would be the bullies and not necessarily the guys. So there were many occasions. One thing I think that tipped it over the edge for me in school was one day one of the boys went to the school canteen and bought a sweet chili chicken focaccia and halved it, walked past me and then smashed it in my hair and rubbed it all through my hair at school, and then I became kind of a laughing stock and had a sweet chili chicken focaccia stuck in my head.
Who are these people, honestly?
Who wastes food like that? It's just ridiculous.
And did they get, like, did you tell someone about it? Did anything happen from that to that person?
That specific occasion, no. But I, like, did obviously say something. The school got involved, and obviously school counsellors and whatnot. But, those guys who still were horrible. Since school, I have had so many apologies. Like, they have kind of gone, oh, my God, I'm so sorry for what I did.
Right.
Made it better, but in school they were just like, I don't know why I did it.
They didn't give you a reason why, Jess?
No, never.
It is hard at the time to feel like you can talk to someone, because you feel like if you tell your parents or the school and then that gets out, you become the dobber.
Exactly.
Don't you?
In school it's hard.
Yeah, you feel like it reflects on you.
And then it's just going to get worse.
Did you become the focaccia girl?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But just one occasion.
I'm so sorry that happened to you, Jess. If I had been there and was one of your friends, I hope that 16-year-old me would have done something about that.
And stood up for...
And that's important. That message is really important too, Gaundy. If you're the person that's just standing there and standing by, get some other people behind you and bind together and fight back.
Yeah, agreed. Let's go to Hayley in Gosford. Morning, Hales.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're well. What happened with you?
It was actually through primary and through the start of high school. I'm a redhead, and I was actually bullied by girls and boys all through primary school. And then going into high school, it actually, like, escalated to a new level. I obviously had a crush on one of the popular boys, just like you, Bree.
Yeah.
And when I hit puberty, as some girls do, you put in a bit of weight. So being a little bit chubbier and a redhead, I was very unfortunate.
Aren't we all, Hayley, though? It's always an awkward stage for everyone.
It is. And, yeah, I had everything from boys pee on my school bag to letting spit in it. Yeah, it was really bad. And I struggled for a long time. And it wasn't actually until I moved to Europe when I was a little bit older that I actually got sort of over those issues and changed who I was as a person and got confidence within myself. And I came back a couple of years ago, and the girls that used to bully me saw me, and obviously I looked quite different. I'd lost the weight. I'd turned into a woman, I suppose.
You're like a Nicole Kidman lookalike now, Hayley.
Yeah. Hopefully. And, yeah, they apologised for it, and I just, to be honest, said I don't accept it and I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why you're apologising is because I look different. If I looked the same, you wouldn't be apologising.
Isn't it great that you got that sort of revenge in a way where
you just came
back hot and you showed them who the hot one was in the end. Isn't that great?
Yeah, well, I just thought, no, I'm not going to let you, I suppose, stop feeling guilty about it, because it tormented me for a really long time and gave me a lot of issues.
Mm.
I was just lucky with the fact that I had a great family that I could talk to. That was the biggest thing. My mum was my massive support.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the eye-opener of going to school in a different country and meeting different cultures, that helped me massively overcome my issues.
There's more to the world than what goes on in those school yards, you know? But,
people need to remember that. There's a massive world after school.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of people who exist in this world that are good people, yep, that don't do that kind of thing. But if you are, you know, dealing with bullying, or if you're a parent, you need some help, maybe some guidance, bullyingnoway.gov.au. It is National Day of Action Against Bullying and Violence. So head to that website.
A lot of calls coming through this morning as well. We could chat to a lot of people about that, as it affects a lot of people. But
and can I just say, really appreciate everyone who shared their story this morning, and hopefully, you know, help someone.
There's nothing better than revenge hotness, though, I've got to say. Revenge hotness.
Oh. I felt it when I hooked up with that hot guy, I tell you.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
The return of Mama Di.
Who's Mama Di? Like you, she likes everyone.
She's back.
She's been asking me every week, when am I going to be back on the radio?
Well, we needed a little more Mama Di in our life.
Like, all right, relax, Mum. We'll get you back on. And here's your opportunity right now, Mama Di. Morning.
Morning,
Mama
Di. There's the catchphrase. Did you think this would be the segment we bring you back for, Di?
No, I didn't think so, Gaundy. I thought I'd be coming back for the morning again.
Justin Bieber, Mum, has been touring the country, and we thought it's pretty fitting to play Bree's Mama Don't Like You because he's in town. So,
I hope Justin's okay with it.
Just don't worry about Justin. We'll deal with Justin Bieber.
I think he'll be fine.
Mama Di, all right, you leave that to us.
All right, so if you haven't heard this before, this is where we get my mum and we get two people on the phone, and Mum, you have to ask them a question each, and then you have to pick who you don't like.
And it's only because Mama Di is the nicest person in the world, so she finds it so hard to do.
It's actually a badge of honour.
It is a badge of honour. People wear it with a badge of honour in the past. We've got Angela in Killarney Vale this morning. Morning, Ange.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. And we've got Michelle, who's also in Killarney Vale. Morning, Michelle.
Morning, Michelle.
Morning.
Morning.
All right, Mama Di, who do you want to talk to first?
How about if we go with Michelle?
Okay, Michelle, what do you want to ask her?
If the concert was of your dreams and somebody else wanted the tickets really badly, would you give them up?
Ooh.
Ooh, tough question.
Who would that be, Michelle? Who would be your concert of choice, if you could
dream
see anyone?
Concert.
Dream concert.
Well, I went to Taylor Swift not long ago when she was out, so that was a really, really good concert. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It has to be on a very case-by-case, I guess. It depends. Probably not, actually.
I love her honesty.
Yeah. Bit of a fence sitter, Michelle.
Actually, I like the honesty, Michelle. I think that's great because if there were kids involved or if someone wasn't well, then you probably would be swayed.
Yeah, I probably would.
Well, don't answer the question for her, Mum.
Sorry.
This is Mama Di is very helpful.
Very helpful.
Let's chat to Angela, Mama Di, who also a lovely lady, Angela. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go for it, Di.
Angela, the dream concert for you, would you give your tickets up?
Well, I've never actually ever been to a concert before, so probably not.
Good answer.
Wouldn't part really ways.
No.
And who would it be, Angela?
Who's your dream? Who's your dream gig, Angela, if you could see anyone?
I don't really have a favourite. It would sort of just be something big, like someone that stands out, yeah.
Birds of Tokyo?
Adele.
Imagine that.
I'll go see Adele again in a heartbeat.
Okay, so Angela's saying she would not part ways with the tickets because has not been to a concert.
And Michelle also kind of said she wouldn't either.
Yeah, which makes makes it tough for
so
you,
it's an even playing field this morning, Mum.
It's a tough one. Nicest woman in the world.
Oh, look, it's always really difficult.
Mm. Oh, here we go. The same outcome always. Mum takes 2 days to pick an
it's
answer.
Tough.
Oh, gee, Brianna, give me a break. Gee, whiz.
You have to tell someone. You remember the rules, Mum. Yeah. You have to tell Angela or Michelle that you don't like them this morning.
On International Anti-Bullying
and
Day.
And they both sound wonderful. Oh, be quiet. Oh, dear, I can't do it now. I'm pressure. Okay, it's I'd have to pick someone. It's Angela.
Oh, go on with Angela this morning. Like you, she likes everyone. Which makes you the winner this morning, Angela. That
yes,
is a badge
Angela.
Of honour.
Feels good.
Angela, we're going to send you off to Birds of Tokyo next
weekend.
Your first ever show.
I'm so
next
excited
Friday
for
night.
You.
You're going to be there, and no one is a loser on this show. Michelle, you're going as well.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
both
Michelle.
Both going to Birds of Tokyo.
Winners, winners. And don't give those tickets up to anyone.
Hey, listen, guys. Gaundy.
Yes.
Gaundy, I have to tell you, your acting was fantastic. Last week.
Thanks, Mama Di.
It was really good.
Oh, I don't believe a word of what you're saying, thanks, Mama Di.
It was really good. I think you should take over the role of Batman.
I'm Batman.
Jeez,
I appreciate
that's a big
that
statement.
Compliment. No, I can take over from Ben Affleck. Great to have Mama Di back on the show. Ladies, enjoy Birds of Tokyo next Friday.
Thank you so much.
We'd love to hear how you guys went.
Yeah.
100%.
Two happy customers
right
there.
So excited for Angela. Never been to a concert.
And going next Friday. Birds of Tokyo will be on our show next week as well as they play the Entrance Leagues Club next Friday night. Make sure you get some tickets. Birdsoftokyo.com. Massive show.
It's going to be
big. Central Coast is a good one.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.